It is that time on a Friday. It's crunch time on 95.3 The Score, where we do the SMH or WTF, whatever you want to say. It's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed. We'll roll out four nominees. But first, we open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with now former Florida coach Jim McElwain. So a couple weeks back, we had Florida fans nominated for the Tool Shed for being such pea-brain dunderheads that they were making death threats over the results of stupid football games. Then when, as any decent person would, the cry was, well, who? Could we see some emails, some texts, whatever forms of communication they've been carried through? Let's get law enforcement involved. After all, it's your family, it's your players, it's coaches and their families, right? Then you say, no. You put the administration in a really precarious spot. They released a statement saying he refused to provide details. Plus, they had just gotten spanked by Georgia. He's done. And that didn't help, but this guy's a putz. Next up, actor Christopher McDonald. Many of you might know him as the antagonist to Adam Sandler in Happy Gilmore, known as Shooter McGavin. So he gets arrested for a Dewey. It was in L.A. He was partying at some kind of an Oktoberfest celebration, got pulled over, and according to TMZ, which he's had all week to deny and has not, tried to play the "Can I tell you who I am?" card. Well, when you consider the movie was 21 years ago, and maybe that works in L.A. if you're Brad Pitt or Magic Johnson, not for Scooter McGavin. And by the way, he got his Porsche was run off the road, and the cops didn't know or care that he was Shooter McGavin, and he got taken into custody. And I'm telling you what's a no-no. When you get your mugshot, don't smile. I mean, there's some bad ones out there. This isn't a happy time in your life. You're under arrest, you putz. Okay, let's move number three on the list. Federal Judge Catherine Polk Fala. And perhaps her last name is appropriate because beyond her ruling in the Zeke Elliott case, she had failed to mention she might have had a slight conflict of interest here. And for the record, a reason so many have an issue with this Elliott punishment is because Roger Goodell has this enormous, nearly unchecked power to dole out justice because the owners and players gave it to him in the last round of collective bargaining, so they've got no one to blame but themselves. But the judge is married to a guy whose firm represented the NFL in that round of collective bargaining. And we learned about something called Canon 2. If you work in the legal field, you're probably familiar with it. Now, when it comes to a judge at this level, the code of conduct compels a federal judge to not only avoid impropriety, but the appearance of it as well. Is it cut and dry? But it sure's got a scent to it, doesn't it? And finally, NCAA President Mark Emmert says the public is losing confidence in the NCAA. Nah. Why would that be? When it comes to big-time football and basketball, it all seems on the up and up, doesn't it? Title IX cases getting buried in the name of scoreboard, the ongoing scandal that's already cost a big-name putz like Patino his job, the academic scandal that I think laughably barely grazed North Carolina basketball. And he cited a poll that said 79% of us think schools put big money ahead of student-athletes. 79 only? I'm a little shocked at that number. ESPN's Jay Billis offered this ringing endorsement. Emmert and his people talking about this code of silence that people are not telling them what's going on when they know exactly what's going on. And in response to the basketball charges levied by the FBI, Emmert said the system is broken. And the reaction is, now? You didn't think that a week ago. Just unbelievable. I'm going to go with Jim McElwain. Man, you get up there and you tell people you and your players and your family are getting death threats, and you're not on the phone with, you know, the school, the local, the state, the national, and the federal police giving out names that they maybe could connect IP addresses to. He's a yo-yo. He is this week's, our first nominee into the Crunch Time Tool Shed. And with that, let us shut the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Alex, that's because you are silly and unprofessional.